So the Ramchal described, how carefully we have to examine our deeds. How carefully we have to examine. And first, in a global sense, to examine all of them and eliminate that which is clearly improper. And then the things that are proper, to examine them to see that they have no deficiencies. Klal HaDavar, Yehodom Ayimar in Perek Gimel, Yehodom Ayin HaMais of Kulam, a person should look carefully and examine meticulously everything that he does. And to have an eye, carefully monitor drachov. Now he talks about here, Adam Mayeno Kol Maiso, Umufakeach Kol Drachov. There's a difference between Maisim and drachov, and it's apparent also in the Rambam. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, all of a sudden, in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam comes back again, and the Rambam tells us, well, you know, Bechira is a very big thing, and a person has Bechira. And it's very odd that the Rambam, in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva, comes back to Bechira. If there would be no Bechira, there would be no possibility of Tshuva. Furthermore, there would be no Chet. So obviously, if the Rambam wants to tell us about Bechira, I mean, this is the place to discuss it. So discuss it at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. Not all of a sudden jump upon me in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva. Oh, by the way, you know, you should understand about Bechira. But the Rambam in that parak, if you look at it carefully, the Rambam is talking about the drach. The Rambam means the midas that a person has. There are maisim and there are midas. Maisim are the things that we do. The things that we do, sometimes for better and sometimes for worse, are not always consistent with our midas. A person can be a very stingy person. That's his nature. His nature is to be stingy. He's a tightwad. But for some reason, he has a soft spot for the aniyim that live around him. So whenever they come, he's very forthcoming and gives them a lot of stuff. But that's not his nature. His nature is to be very, very tight-fisted. So his maisim are beautiful. His midas are not. And then sometimes a person, his midas can be in not. So there his maisim are tight, but his midas are not. You could have the other way around. The person has proper midas. Is very refined, and yet for certain reasons, his challenge, his maisim don't always reflect the midas that he has. He doesn't carry through, he doesn't follow through properly. There's a disconnect between the two. So, what a person needs to do is he's saying, Yodim ayin on myself, you know. A person has to look very carefully into his deeds, the actions. And he has to examine all the midas that he has. Yazir Rosh Darkoi. The Rosh has to do tshuva, as the Rambam says, not only from his maisim, but darkoi. We have an improper approach to some part of life. We have to change it. We have to substitute a proper darkoi. Shelo lehaniach atzmo hergo ro midoro. That the person thereby, if he watch all his actions and all his drachim, his midas, so he won't err by force of habit, or because he has an improper meaning. And he won't, and he means he won't even allow himself at that level where he's not doing something which is an aveira, but he's at this point, he has a hergora, he has a bad habit, or neither wrong, he has an inappropriate meaning. And that itself he will correct. Now, kosher can aveira passion, certainly if it comes to doing something which violates that which the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants of us. But this is something which is a result of an exhaustive review of that which he does in this world. If he's not going to undertake to look carefully, if we're just going to run along, nobody deserves it, it's just shaitan and muhammad, like a horse charging in the battle with the cavalry, and we don't ever take a step back to examine our deeds, and to look over what we're doing, and if we are acting in the most appropriate fashion, then we're never going to see it. Now, the Ramchal now goes to tell us how difficult the task it is, how demanding the task it is if we wish to succeed. You know, there are things that, you know, you can call in the accountants to do an audit, you know, once a year, every 6 months, quarterly. But this is too difficult a business to rely upon such type of audit. You should be very, very careful with shekel, drachov, and the way his actions every single day. There's so much going on, so much happens in the day that we can't say we'll do a quarterly review, a monthly review. Even a weekly review is not enough. But we need a daily review. And as he points out, if you're running a big business, very carefully that which goes on in the business, the money is comfortable, it shouldn't go down. I remember many years ago, someone in my family went to a store. It was at the very end of the day. They were the last customer in the store. And they rang up all their purchases. And when all the purchases were finished, they looked down, and on the counter, the clerk forgot to ring up one of their purchases. And they said, I'm interested in this too. Could you ring it up? And the clerk said, no, I can't ring it up anymore. I said, yes, why not? He says, this is the last, you're the last customer in the store. This was the last purchase. When the last purchase was finished, I pressed the button. And all the information that's in the computers here, of all the sales that took place today, is now being transferred to our headquarters. But I'm going to crunch it with their software to see exactly what sold, what didn't sold, what they have to buy again, what they shouldn't, etc. And once I pressed that button, our system here is closed. I cannot record another sale. The system is now in a mode just of sending information to headquarters of everything that took place today. All the information that was recorded in the computer is now being transferred. Maybe they ask questions and they get further information, but the system is closed. It was a big business with many, many different branches. And to understand how they have to buy and what they have to buy, what's too much, what's too little, they did an audit every single night. When the business closed, the last to each store that closed, they pressed the button, and all the information was now in the mode of being sent and crunched in the main headquarters of the business. And life is a big business. That's what the Ramchal is telling us. But, you know, I'm a small business. You make a small amount of sales a day. How much do you have to, what took place in a day? So once a week, you make a cheshbon, you know. How many eggs did we sell this week? How much yogurt did we sell this week? But if you're dealing in high volume, then you can't afford to do that. Life is high volume. There's so much that happens from the moment we awake until the moment we go back to sleep at night. Tons and tons of things happen. Communal responsibilities, individual responsibilities. What I did, what I didn't do, what I should have done, what I shouldn't have done. All of that, the Ramchal says, necessitates a daily review. Otherwise, like the big businessman, if he has a huge business, he doesn't monitor it constantly. By the time he monitors it, it'll be so out of tilt, he won't be able to correct any problems that he has. So he has to look at it constantly. They have specialized times. It's the night time. There are special accountants to come. To sit in the headquarters and crunch on everything that's happened this day. And this is not something which we can do sporadically. You know, when you have a chance, come in and, you know, you'll run the computers, you know, a few nights a year. No. There's a very fixed order. Every time those auditors have to come, you have to show up 10 o'clock every night and spend the night and crunch all the data. They know one thing. That it produces phenomenal results. It has a positive, very strong positive effect on the business. And therefore, this is something we make sure takes place on a daily basis. And so the Ramchal says that our fears of this world take up so much of our time and so much effort and so much focus. That our achas kama v'kama, that we should put time, certainly we should put serious amounts of time into our affairs of Eilu Habo. Or he, the businessman, once came to the Gungu Gai, and he said, Rebbe, so I spend a few hours a day learning, and I'm just not happy with the way my learning is going. So the Vilna Gaon says, I want to ask you a question. How many hours a day do you spend in the business? He's told him 8, 9, 10, whatever it was that he spent in his business. So the Vilna Gaon says, tell me something. He says, and you're happy with the state of your finances? You've achieved your financial goals? You sleep comfortably at night? That you've arrived at a point that you're very happy with? He says, Reb, in all honesty, no, I'm still struggling, you know, to reach the point of what I want to reach. I earn the money that I want to have. I'm not there yet. So the Vilna Gaon says, I don't understand you. He said, you spend 10 hours a day in your business, and you tell me you're not satisfied with what you reach. And you spend 3 hours a day in the learning, and you want to feel fulfilled, that you fulfilled all your goals. It's not so simple. And the Vilna Gaon was not admonishing him how he has to run his life. He has responsibilities. But we have to realize that the responsibilities take up a great deal of our time and focus. And if that's the energy that we put into our material affairs, then we have to be able to put tremendous energy into our spiritual affairs if we wish to succeed. So Ramchal tells us, so this is the way we run a business. So what happens with the ultimate business? The business of life, the business of serving the Rebbeinu Shelanu, which is the purpose for which we came to this world. What's with that business? Can we succeed if we have any less focus? And Chachamim Zichronei Livracha Aruch LeFeirush Tzarech HaChaypin says, this is not something that Ramchal says. Don't think that I created this. I made this up. It's something which Chazal explicitly told us is necessary, that we have to constantly examine and weigh our actions and recalibrate on a daily basis. That which I did well, push it to the hill. That which I didn't do so well, I have to do better with it tomorrow. And this is one of the ultimate lessons, one of the ultimate points of Musa. As I told you, Rosh Hashanah Zatzal, his constant take on Musa was, it's to give us the opportunity to stop and think. Just stop for a moment what we're doing. We're racing headlong from one thing to the next. Stop for a moment and just ask ourselves why we're going, where we're going, and how we're going. Just answer those questions for ourselves. And then go back to what we're doing. But ask ourselves, why am I going where I'm going? Is that really where I'm supposed to be going? How am I going about it? How am I going? So if we took that opportunity to just stop, and gain focus on that which we're doing, how much more efficient and effective it would be. The person that's in business and is constantly distracted is not going to get too far. We need to succeed in business a great deal of focus. Focus on what the issues that face us are and to conceive resolutions to the issues that face us. So in the world of Ruchnius, we have to know, what are the issues in my life? The issues in my life are the places where I'm spiritually not so successful. So that's the first thing I have to understand. And then I have to formulate plans. Well, how am I going to go forward? Is it not the most successful? How can I make it more successful than it is? So that necessitates a tremendous discipline of mind. A discipline to stop and to think about the things we do when we're about to do them, and even more significantly afterwards, when we could look back, when we have the tranquility, we're not caught up at the moment, to be able to decide that which is important. So this is what we're going to hold in Rabbi Sebet Ramchal. We'll take it up as is Hashem on Thursday. And I hope to see you tomorrow. As is Hashem, we have a shir on Lag BaOmer, and Mark is promising us a fine kumsitz and a concert, and everyone can have their own barbecue, albeit in, you know, on our own backyards, but we can celebrate together. And Wednesday, of course, is questions and answers at 7:30. So it's been very, very pleasant. Rabbi Isai, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, all of you.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Well,